Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol is many things.
I'm a composer, ethnomusicologist, and educator, and pianist.
Sanlıkol is a native of Turkey, and it was music that brought him to Boston in 1993 when he enrolled at Berklee College of Music. Back then, he set his sights on becoming a jazz composer.
When I came here, I wanted to have nothing with Turkey. I literally escaped from the country. You know, I didn't care for it. I didn't care for the culture. I just wanted to become a jazz musician, you know?
But within a few years, Sanlıkol's initial enthusiasm for jazz began to ebb.
Somehow, the world of jazz started declining overall, at least in Boston. When I came here in 1993, there were about 10 jazz clubs. And by the time it was 1998 or so, there was about 3. And so I wasn't quite able to keep up with it. Right about at that time, when I got accepted into New England Conservatory to do a doctoral degree in composition, something happened to me and I started getting into Turkish music.
We first featured Sanlıkol on our show in 2011, at the height of this Turkish phase. His multi-talented group Dünya fuses traditional Turkish, Greek, and Jewish music. Dünya was very successful, giving Sanlıkol the recognition and financial footing he needed to return to jazz.
Finally, somehow with the reputation I was able to have over the course of those years, I came back into it. So it was kind of like a palindrome.
A palindrome. And that's the title of the piece you're hearing now.
It was my way back in, and was the piece that gave me the courage to put the band together again.
Sanlıkol's band will be at Scholars Jazz Club in Boston next Wednesday, performing works from his latest album of jazz compositions titled What's Next. Radio Boston's Amory Sievertson and Tim Skog visited Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol at a group rehearsal back in April, and they brought back this audio postcard.
There are 9 pieces on this album. 8 out of 9 were composed between 1996 and the year 2000. I sensed elements of Turkish music in them. I guess it was in me. I could now hear them much clearly. And so I decided to highlight them with some ethnic instruments here and there in the album. I think palindrome is a great example of a composer who is bilingual musically, and that is really creating a bilingual musical world that brings classical Turkish music and jazz together. And it's something that I've been working on internalizing for the past 20 years. The title of this piece is On the Edge of the Extreme Possible. The personal anecdote is that I remember coming to the very end of the piece and taking it to a reading session, but I was exhausted. So I get back on the T and I'm headed back home. Right in the middle of the T ride, I get this sudden pain. Turns out, it's a kidney stone. After it was over, I came back to the chart. I had to finish it. It still needed an ending. So if you listen to the ending, the craziest of all endings is there. All of a sudden, the entire horn section in the big band goes into this unison, rushing 16 notes. That's on the edge of the extreme possible, and I was on the edge of the extreme possible. Here we go. One, two, three. When people come to hear this music, I hope that they'll hear the ambition, the passion, but also innovation. So this is the title track of What's Next. Cool thing about that composition is that it's in very clear three sections. It comes to a peak point, stops. Starts over again, comes to another kind of peak point, stops again. The first stop is one of my favorite moments because it builds up, builds up, builds up, and comes to this big chord. What's next for me? What's next for me? I'm picking this up, and it's, allow me to say that, oh my dear God, I'm a bit scared. Taking 20 musicians on the road and trying to get this, you know, to work. It's not that easy, but I want to do it for the love of music. I didn't shy away from anything on this album. All I know is this. I want to gain visibility because I want to compose more. That's all. And I know that there is great music in me. Just want to get it out.
Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol and his ensemble, now called What's Next, will be performing at Scholars Jazz Club in Boston next Wednesday. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
And that audio postcard was produced by Radio Boston's Amory Sievertson and Tim Skoe.
Our show is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.